Namaste. My name is Hui Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak money or life. There was an old Jewish guy who was very rich. And in the night he went to the deep basement of his house. He opened his trunk with all of his money. Whoosh! A guy with a pistol. Money or life? And the Jewish just thought, I have suffered so hard to make so much money. And now my money is away. The thief asked, money or life? The Jewish thought, for what is life good if I don't have any money anymore? And he heard again, money or life? What will my neighbors, my family think? How stupid it was to put all of my money in the basement. Money or life? And if I have no money anymore, then the people will not respect me anymore. My spouse, my kids will not love me anymore. Money or life? Then I will be poor again. And be a stupid guy. Not good. And then the thief asked, why are you thinking? Why you don't speak? Answer. The Jewish thought, I don't know. This problem we have all. Imagine you are a bird and sitting on a branch, and this branch breaks. Then the bird flying away. Just so, instead of to be identified with our status, wealth and power. We should leave at a chosen moment our status, wealth and power. We should be able of that. So for what is this status good? That we feel that we are, have accomplished something, that we are something. At the end, it's just arrogance that we think that we are better and ignorance. What is wealth? We want more and more. It's just greed. For greed, we should die. And then we want power. We want to overpower the people. We want to have everything under our control, like every animal wants that. Even your cat wants you under their control. But it's just so. What is with our spouse and kids? We have suffered too much for them. And we want something back from that, from our sacrifice. We never get that back. We do it just so, and to get something back from that can be, but there's never a must. Speak with the old people. They're suffering so hard because my kids don't visit me and so on. Your kids have no time. They have their own family. And to sacrifice their energy, money to this family. It is just so. Or the other thing is, we want justice. Every generation wanted justice. They never got justice. We have sacrificed it, we don't get it back. And then we lose, in any case, everything when we die. And we never can buy any time. So the time is the most precious thing in our life. And nothing else. If we are identified too much with our cell phone, kids, spouse, car, money, wealth, status, we never can enjoy our life, because identification is sorrow. It's just so. If all the thing is true what I've taught you, then why we not surrender a little bit time for religion, for God? And to surrender a little bit of our time to God, what is beyond of our thinking, beyond of our life. And think over there, for instance, Julian Assange. He's all the time in London, in this embassy, and cannot decide for himself to go out of this prison, to escape like Edward Snowden had done, because he sticks to his status, and he can easily escape if he wants. Because England is an island. You just go on a boat and leave. It's so easy. You don't get through the customer, get a boat, go out. Okay. Really ask yourself, is really your identification with your status, family, so necessary that you forget to enjoy your life? And maybe then you have a little bit time for meditation and to let go. Okay, thank you that I could speak about that. Money. All right. Bye.